skeptics with a cause. 790 KABC, talk radio with passion.
From Interscan Corporation, Michael Shaw is here. He's Executive Vice President and Director of Marketing. They are a manufacturer of toxic gas detection systems. He is a biochemist and molecular biologist. And we're taking your phone calls at 800-222-KABC. And you're on with Mr. KABC right now. Hello.
Hi, my name's Carol, and I am so glad you are talking about this problem because I've been in the medical field for many, many years and worked for surgeons and assisted surgeons after surgery. And I have a story to tell you that I hope...
Well, first of all, before that, Michael works for a company that helps, you know, disinfect stuff. And so I'm curious if he's exaggerating these claims. You work in the industry. Is he right?
I think he's right.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, absolutely, Michael. I'm just really glad that someone finally, after all these years, is letting the public know really what's going on out there. And I'd like to tell you about what happened several years back with a surgeon who was very highly regarded. And he took a patient into surgery for just a routine rhinoplasty. And when the patients come out after that, they have all sorts of weird symptoms that people don't think much of because everyone's a little bit different. This patient kept complaining that he felt like things were moving around inside the packing in his nose. And when we took him into the back room and he removed the sterile gauze, out came larva.
No.
That was moving around in his nose. I could not believe my eyes. I have never heard or seen anything like it since, thank God. But I mean, this was like the worst thing that I had ever heard.
Well,
and
so what changed?
What else is going on?
All right, what changed in that hospital room, in that operating room, in that doctor? I mean, if they're sterile gauze, you don't think they're going to have insects in them.
Somehow, at some point in the hospital, there was a microscopic organism that grew in the perfect medium of the sinuses and in the nasal cavity where it's moist and dark. And, you know, you have to leave the packing in for about 5 days.
So nasty.
So by the time the packing came out, thank God the patient never knew. They would have totally freaked out.
Wow.
Well, maybe it helped the healing, though. You know? I mean, because they use leeches and...
Yeah.
Oh, it was awful. And honestly, I've made a promise to myself I ain't never having surgery.
Well, you know, it is instructive and sad that many medical professionals feel that way. That they don't want to go into a hospital. Of course, we had one salesman working for us because we have a lot of instruments installed in various facilities. And there was one place that was in New York City. I won't mention the hospital that was exceptionally unclean. And this fellow said, "Do me a favor. If I collapse on the floor here, I want you to drag me out to the street rather than treat me at
this
place." Right,
it'd be safer. Yeah, it'd be cleaner in the street than it would be on the streets of New York than in the hospital. That's incredible. How about you? Welcome to KABC. You're on the air.
I'm on the air?
Yes, sir.
Hi, this is I wanted to ask if the guest had heard of Manitech and the 8 glyco sugars, the 8 essential sugars, the glyconutrition, and how that is helping the immune system prevent pathogens from binding to the cell.
Do you know what this caller is talking about?
Well, vaguely. I mean, there's a lot of products that are touted to help the immune system, and the argument can be made that some of the problems of these infections have to do with weakened immune systems.
You buy that?
I don't think it's as bad as people say.
I mean, obviously, if you're an AIDS patient, you have a compromised immune system, you're going to be more prone to pneumocystis pneumonia. But the average person isn't going to have those problems.
There are people who believe that our immune systems are not as effective now as they were. But then the problem is when I ask them, well, how do you explain this?
Right.
They talk about stress. They talk about environmental assaults.
Well, then why are we living longer? Why are we living healthier?
That's always the next question.
Right.
That somehow, as bad as things are now, we're living longer. But I think that there may be a small amount of truth to it because you look at the certain diseases in certain populations – that seem to be immune system related.
All right, but you're saying these problems in hospitals about the cleanliness issues in hospitals is getting worse, not better, and you think that there's a profit motive that drives that. But yet, aren't people coming out of hospitals more often? Aren't people surviving the hospital experience and surgery more often?
I don't think the figures are available to measure that. You can't. Meaningful healthcare statistics are very difficult to come by. For example, true survival rates of cancer are top secret information. I mean, what they will tell you, and this is another fallacy, that the so-called cure rate is based on the five-year survival. But think of a timeline in your mind. Let's say at the left of the timeline is when you were diagnosed, and then you stretch it out 5 years beyond that point. Well, it's a function of when you were diagnosed and how sick you were, much less than how effective the treatment was. In other words, the way the statistics are set up, believe it or not, if you die 1 day after the five-year window, you're considered a success. So it's very difficult to get this kind of data. When I was talking about biological indicators, do they show positive after 48 hours? Nobody knows. Wouldn't it be nice to find out if Hospital A has a worse record than Hospital B? They zealously guard this data because they're afraid that you're not smart enough to evaluate it.
Michael Shaw is here. He is a Executive Vice President and Director of Marketing for Interscan Corporation, a company that manufactures toxic gas systems. He's a biologist and a biochemist. And we'll continue with your phone calls right after we check the latest traffic right now.